So let's review. In the previous daf, we told a story about a deer that had been trapped by goyim on the first day of Yom Tov and was shechted on the second day. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate from the deer because they understood Rav Yosi as holding that shnei yamim tevim shel galias are considered shtei kedushas. Rav Sheshes would not eat from a deer because he understood Rav Yosi as holding that shnei yamim tevim shel galias are considered kedusha achas. Amar Rav Ashi, l'didi amar li amemer. Rav Ashi heard from amemer a different version of the story. The deer was not captured, but mechutz l'tchum asa. It was brought by goyim from outside the tchum. The halacha is, habo bishvil yisrael zeh, mutter l'yisrael achar. That which is brought mechutz l'tchum is asr for whom it was brought, and mutter for others. The disagreement was whether something brought for the resh galusa is assumed to be brought for all the rabbana who normally eat at the resh galusa, and would therefore be asr for all of them, or it's only meant for the resh galusa and would be mutter for others. Similarly, Rav originally permitted buying turnips that were withered and brought by non-Jews on Yom Tov from Mechutz L'Tchum. He said there is no issue of a non-Jew doing a melacha for a Jew because obviously they were not picked today. There's also no problem of having been brought from outside the Tchum because we can assume that they were brought for the non-Jews who were the majority of the residents. However, once he saw that they would bring more turnips specifically for the Jews, he said it was awesome. Hanu b'nei genonu de'gazlehu asa b'Yom Tov sheni. Non-Jews cut some adasim for Jews on the second day of Yom Tov, and Ravina held that the Yisrael may benefit from it immediately after Yom Tov, because there is no need to wait b'chdei she'yasu on the second day of Yom Tov, since it's only midrabanan. Rava disagreed, because he holds that one must wait b'chdei she'yasu even on Yom Tov she'ni shel galias. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah on the previous daf. Reb Doisa ben Horkanis says that on Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan should mention Rosh Chodesh each day with the condition that it is actually Rosh Chodesh. The Nusach is, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Lekeinos Yerim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Im Hayayim Im L'machar. Strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it is today or tomorrow. V'loi hoidu le'chacham. The Chacham, who the Gemara identifies as Rabbi Yosi, disagree. The Gemara relates, Rabbi asked Rav Huna, Mahu lahaskel shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? While Rav Huna held that this is the machloikis, Rav Doisa Rabban in our Mishnah, the Talmidim of Rav Huna held that all agree that we mention Rosh Chodesh. The machloikis is only whether we also mention the stipulation Im Hayoyim Im L'mocha. The same machloikis appears in the Braisa about mentioning this stipulation on a regular Rosh Chodesh. Without the Braisa, one might have thought that we would be more versed to mentioning any sort of condition on Rosh Hashanah, since it may cause people to disrespect the Kedusha of Yom Tov, which is Asur b'Melacha, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which is not Asur b'Melacha. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions differing opinions and various versions of Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. We know that on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we recite seven brachas, Shalosh Rishonos v'Shalosh Achronos, the first and last three brachas, which are the same as on the weekdays, and the Bracha Emtzais, which is also referred to as Kedusha Sayyim, where we mention the order of the day. In the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have three middle brachas, Malchias, Zechreinis, Shofres, for a total of nine brachas. Now, if Yom Tov or Rosh Hashanah fall on the Shabbos, the Beis Hillel hold that we mention Shabbos as part of the middle bracha. Beis Shammai hold that we recite a separate bracha for Shabbos. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, we have eight or ten brachas, respectively. Similarly, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, according to Beis Shammai, we recite eight brachas. Now, according to Beis Shammai, who hold that each special occasion warrants its own bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, one says 10 brachas in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and not an additional bracha for Rosh Chodesh for a total of 11 brachas. This clearly indicates that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara indeed concludes that although in the Beis HaMikdash separate Karbanos Musaf were brought for Rosh Chodesh and for Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah because Zikaron Echad Oy Lekan Ulekan, as Rashi explains, as Yom HaZikaron HaZeh refers to both, because this term is found in the Torah regarding Rosh Hashanah, Zichron Teruah, and regarding Rosh Chodesh, V'hoyu Lechem LeZikaron. V'koil Atzmoy Tanoihi. Regarding Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, according to Beis Hillel, there is a Machlokes Tanoim of where we mention Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama both say that in Arvis, Shacharis, and Mincha, it is not included in the middle bracha of Shabbos. However, they disagree in which bracha we do mention it. The Tanakhama says, Ba'avoida, in the bracha of Ritzeh, as is our custom. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ba'hoida, in the bracha of Maidim, Simul Talanisim. In Tfilas Musaf, Rosh Chodesh is indeed mentioned in the middle bracha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechon and Bereke both say it is included in the middle bracha of Shabbos in Old Tefillahs. Rabbah also asked Rav Huna, Mahu leim rizman b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippurim? While we are certainly permitted to say a Shachiyonah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, just like we say a Shachiyonah on a seasonal fruit, is there a chiyuv, an obligation, to say a Shachiyonah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? Or do we assume that since they are not regalim, there is no chiyuv to say Shachiyonah? He answered, Rav Shmuel d'Amar Tavayu, Ein oimer zman ela b'shalosh regalim. We only say Shachiyonah on the shalosh regalim, but not Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. The Gemara tries to prove that we do say Shachiyonah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, based on Rabbi Yeshua's understanding of the Pasuk, Ten Chelik L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoina, to mean that special mention should be made of the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and also Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim. The assumption is that this special recognition is a reference to the Bracha of Shachiyonah. The Gemara rejects the proof because it may be talking about Bracha, recognition of the day through the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, and not Shachiyonah. The Gemara discusses whether it is even possible that Yeshua could have been referring to saying Shachiyonah. After all, we only say Shachiyonah once each Yom Tov, and not on all the days of Pesach and Sukkot. The Gemara answers, perhaps he meant you can say it on any of the days if you hadn't said it yet, but certainly not on all the days. If it was not said on the first day of Yom Tov, you can still say it on Chol HaMoed because it does not have to be part of Kiddush. As Rav Nachman said, Zman Omrei Fel B'Shuk, it can even be said in the marketplace. Therefore, it can also be recited on Yom Kippur when the Kos Yayin is obviously not available. After bringing a story where Rav Chizkiya said Shachiyonah during Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara concludes, V'hilchasa Omer Zman B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. We do say Shachiyonah even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'hilchasa Zman Omrei Afel B'Shuk. We can say Shachiyonah without a cup of wine.